Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC Summertime Fun Podcasts, recorded right here in the podcast room at Enchanted Hills Camp, Napa, California. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show. We got something a little bit different layout today on this show. We got 11:43 on Monday the 3rd. My days are all messed up here. It happens that way. And we have a very special guest or two, depending on what happens here. Bam! Who do we got first? Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, world. My name is Sandy. I'm from San Lorenzo, California. And
how long have you been coming to camp, Sandy?
45 years.
45 years. Can you give us a early memory of coming to camp?
Well, when I was 8 years old, I came here and I was scared, alone, and afraid. And
Now, before we get too far with that, you were scared, alone, and afraid, but you're still here 40 some odd years later, correct?
Yes, sir.
So how did you overcome that fear?
All the counselors welcomed me with open arms, and the children were pretty good.
Yeah. Do you have an early memory, like the first thing you ate or the first activity you did?
I would have to say the first thing I ate was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Do you remember your counselor?
Giovanna Parma.
It's amazing to me how pretty much all of you folks who have a huge history of coming to camp remember who your counselors are and what cabin you stayed in. Do you know what cabin you stayed in?
No.
Okay, that's all right. You remembered your counselor and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So there's a little history. What have you done this year at camp that you enjoy?
The talent show.
The talent show was last night. Outstanding. You performed. What did you perform?
I Need to Be Loved by the Jeff Healey Band.
And you performed it with?
John Day.
And John Day is sitting quietly waiting for his turn. We're going to get to the legend in just a minute. Hang on, John Day. Sandy.
Yes.
What is your favorite 4th of July barbecue food?
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers. Do you like the works on it? Tomatoes, lettuce, pickles, onions?
No.
No, just mustard and ketchup.
And cheese.
And cheese. What kind of cheese?
Cheddar.
Cheddar cheese burger for Sandy on the 4th of July. Sandy, is there anything you want to share with the world out there? You got something to say?
Yes.
Oh, let's hear it. What do you got?
Well, I want to say that I'm in a wheelchair because I have cerebral palsy, and I enjoy still doing what I always done, my singing and touching trees and off-roading.
Yeah, you still do it, don't you? Yeah, we still get you where you need to go, don't we?
Yeah.
Would you say you have just as much fun even though you have to be in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do, don't you? And you get a, we just get to do everything we want up here because we can, right?
Right.
And the staff is super helpful about making sure that you and everybody else is having the best time that they could have.
Right.
Are you having fun right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah.
Why don't you, we're going to have a group discussion in a second. Why don't you pass the microphone over there to your right, to the legend, and let him introduce himself.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Who are you?
I'm John Day. I'm the legend. And
where are you from, John Day?
I'm from Auburn, California, up by Grass Valley.
And what makes you a legend, buddy? Do you know?
Tony and I started the CIT program here at Chain Hills. He interviewed me when I was living in a group home in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up here because I couldn't afford it anymore. So what we did is we started the CIT program, and I was helping campers learning how to do CITs. Like last year, I trained Jesse a little bit in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Help out and stacking chairs. And it's just something I've been doing, keep coming back for more. And then it's just like, it's something I want to have a camper one of these days be a CIT, because it's like, it's fun to do. And it's fun for me to help Tony, because it's just something I enjoy, and one of these days I want to be a full-time staff here, just like you, Maceo.
Well, that's a super good goal, John Day. So our listeners know, do you know what CIT stands for?
Yes, I do.
Let's share it with them.
It's Counselor and Training.
Counselor and Training. What happens is our campers who love camp graduate from being campers to being a counselor in training. And this allows for them to learn the process of how we operate here as a team. John Day facilitates those ideas and thoughts and is able to help campers who used to be campers who are now staff figure out what's going on here at EHC. Right, John Day?
That's correct.
So you've always been a help. You're close with Tony Fletcher.
Yes, I am.
And you also have a big personality, my friend. Sometimes that's all it takes is to be a legend around here, right?
Yeah. And I also,
go ahead.
I also, he also helped me pay my hospital bill when I broke my ankle when I was helping Bob Morales on the 4th of July because I broke my ankle in the pool.
Yeah, I remember. That's a legendary story.
Yeah, he helped me and, It wasn't really the greatest crash, but he helped me get my bill paid, and I got to come back in the year, and I even paid Tony a dinner when I came back. He said, "You owe me a dinner."
Oh, that's nice. Hey, Tony has a lot of love for this camp and these campers, and you too, John Day. That's very nice of him, and very nice of you to shout out that you were able to get some help from Enchanted Hills and Tony. That's super nice. Tell us what you do outside of camp. You got any hobbies or?
Yeah, I work at Pride. That's why Pride. We do motorcycle parts. We do a lot of put stuff in bags, and we have parties. We have a DJ named Rich Johns at Pride. We do a lot of fun stuff when I'm outside out of camp.
Nice, nice. And what have you enjoyed this year about camp?
Just helping where I can. Just doing what I can and helping the campers in the talent show and stuff like that. I think, like I said, it's something I like to do. And
tell us about what you participated in three things last night at the talent show. You helped Sandy. You sang along with Sandy during the Jeff Healey Band.
Mm-hmm.
And then you did what?
I did Sitting on the Dock of the Bay for Matt because he lost him, like I said, last summer, and really hard for John.
The brother Cruiser, and we'd like to do a shout out to our brother Matt, who we know's here watching and listening to.
Me and Matt grew up together.
Yep, it's nice to have memories of our campers, and we do a shout out to Matt. We love you, Matt. And hey, what else? And then you finish it off. You finish off the talent show with what?
With Nirvana, which I've done so many years with. Throwing soda up in the air, which I didn't have this year.
We have carpeting in the Kiva now, so we prevent John Day from splashing soda everywhere.
that's correct.
I have been here for the soda splash, though, in past years, and know that the cleanup is pretty extensive and sticky.
John really liked it, and John Cruiser also likes the snow cones that when I work the snow cone job that we do, but the snow cone machine is down.
It's not grinding snow. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, it's the campers really like the snow cone machine. And,
we'll get that fixed up.
Yeah.
We'll get that fixed up. So Sandy and John Cruiser here in the podcast room.
Day.
Oh, sorry. John Cruiser, that's a shout out to you because I got my Johns confused. We're just going to call you JD.
JD,
so there's not much confusion. My bad. I owe you a store coupon.
Oh, yeah.
In 2020.
I take it.
Because, no, I thought Tony said you couldn't have any store coupons.
No, I haven't won one.
Oh, you just haven't won one. Okay, so maybe we can change that here coming up at lunch because I goofed up. Hey, let's see. What else we got? You got anything you want to say to the world, John Day?
Yeah, hopefully that I can find someone, hopefully either to train next year or sometime this week, because one of these days, I don't know how long I'm going to be able to do it, but I told Tony that I'm going to keep doing it as long as I can because my hip sometimes messes up, and it's like I want to have someone that can work in the kitchen with sight and keep the business going the way we want it and the way Tony wants it. And so because I've told Tony, you know, when I do an interview like in his office with a camper and bring them into my CIT program, because we want to keep that for campers that want to try out, and that's why I keep working.
Nice, nice. So you're a blessing here at Camp John Day. We appreciate you very much. We appreciate your talent and your energy, your big personality.
Yes.
It's always an honor. And you know what? I always look forward to seeing you and the rest of the folks that come here for this session. Hand the mic back to Sandy. I'm going to ask her one more final question.
Okay.
To your right.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing, John Day, JD.
Yeah, JD.
JD, CIT, JD. Hey, Sandy. You like drinking Coca-Cola, I noticed.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I took your can. You were in the Kiva hanging out the other day, and I took your Coca-Cola can, and then when I walked back by, you had another one, and I was like, where did you get that one?
I bought.
Yeah, at the store, right?
Yeah.
And then at our camp store, and then you stick them in your bag, hanging on your wheelchair.
Yeah.
And you secretly pop them out and drink Coke, right? Are you guys having a good time together this session?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. He's my boyfriend.
That's what I was getting at. You guys are very sweet together this week. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your time here together. And we always look forward to seeing you next year. Sandy, what EHC is?
It's a camp of love.
That's it. It's a camp of love, isn't it?
Yeah.
You love coming here, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when I'm sad and I can't
Take
the vacation.
It makes you happy?
Yeah.
Don't you wish we had somewhere to go that was like camp in the off season where we could just go and feel this way all the time?
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
definitely. So how about if I say, hold the mic out in between you a little bit there, like this, and I'm going to go, hello, EHC, and you guys are going to go,
EHC is a place to be.
Right on. You've been listening to Everything EHC Podcast, Summertime Fun. We've been visiting with Sandy and JD, also known as Camp Legend, John Day, CIT, man of many talents and trades here at camp. Thank you for being here with us. The perfect opportunity to get to know our campers and find out what they're thinking, what they're doing, where they're at, and how much fun they're having. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for listening to Everything EHC on Maceo.net. Everybody, please have a great 4th of July weekend. What do you say? Yeah?
Yeah.
Happy 4th of July.